January 2007. Selling your personal firearm at a gun show. There was a time when a person was able to sell their personal firearm at a gun show without worrying about any federal or state agency. Those times are over. You can still sell your personal firearm at most gun shows in your resident state. However, too many individuals are taking their guns and selling them at gun shows in other states. These people are taking a chance of getting charged with a crime by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. ATF in the past year has made arrests of people who bought or sold firearms outside of their resident state. In Ardmore, Tennessee, over 13 people were arrested when ATF agents followed these people from a gun show in Birmingham, Alabama, to a flea market in Tennessee. When they started to sell their guns, the agents moved in and arrested them. None of the people who were arrested had a federal firearms license. It is not a violation of most state laws or federal laws for a non-felon to sell a firearm at a gun show or to a person who is qualified to own or possess a firearm. What are some of the questions a person should ask to the potential buyer before the transaction is completed? Here is a guideline. It is suggested that you make a form with these questions and information so you can keep it with your personal files. If a firearm is later used in some illegal situation, you can refer to the form and show when you sold it and who you sold it to and more. Here are the questions an individual should ask the potential buyer. 1. Are you a felon or are you currently under indictment for a crime that, if convicted, could impose a prison term of 1 year or longer? Are you a citizen of the United States or are you a legal resident? Note, if the person is not a citizen, you should be able to show that you sold a firearm to a resident alien who was in possession of a green card, and it is your best interest to make a copy of their green card. 3. Are you currently under a court order of protection or have you ever been convicted of domestic violence? 4. Ask to see their state driver's license. You should record the driver's license number on your form and state of issue. You can only sell a pistol and pistol ammunition in most states to a resident of your home state who is 21 years old. If the person is still there by the time you have asked all these damn questions, you just might be able to sell your firearm. If they did not want to give you this information, it is better to walk away. Who knows, you might have been talking to an undercover ATF agent. Better to be safe than sorry these days. Also, when you purchase a firearm from any non-dealer, ask an FFL dealer if they would do a NICS check to make sure your firearm is not stolen. It might cost you some money, but better to be safe than sorry. We have been told that the FBI or their state counterpart, an example, the Georgia Bureau of Investigations or the Tennessee Bureau of Investigations, etc., are now asking FFL dealers to fax the information for a stolen check instead of doing it over the phone. Check with an FFL dealer in your home state regarding this issue. LegallyArmed.com believes that a person who is in possession of a license or a permit to carry a firearm issued by their resident state is a good risk to sell a firearm to. However, ask all the questions above except if you reside in a state that exempts a person with a state CCW license or permit from a NICS check. This only applies if they are buying a firearm in their resident state. And make notes on your form about their CCW license or permit. Thank you.